You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Do you remember Dolly the sheep? She was the first cloned mammal. There were concerns about Dolly because the cell used to clone her was from a six-year-old sheep. Dolly died young, and the conclusion at the time was that Dolly more or less was born at 6 years of age, same age as the cell. But cloning research has continued since the announcement of Dolly in 1997. Here to talk about that is Jose Cibelli. He's a professor of animal biotechnology at Michigan State University, and he joins us via Skype. There have been more mammals cloned since Dolly. What have we learned about cloning?
Well, it's been 2 decades since the announcement of Dolly, the cloned sheep. There have been a number of animals cloned. I would say that we never thought it would be so many different species, actually. More than 20 different species have been cloned using the same technique. Everything from camels to rabbits to rats to fish. It's not that complicated. But there's a few other things that we're still not sure about how they work.
Let's talk about one of those things. Tell me why telomeres matter.
Oh, yeah, the telomeres is just the DNA that is at the end of each chromosome. We need those caps at the end, so every time the cell will divide, we don't unwind all the DNA and lose the DNA from the chromosome. So we have extra chromosome at the end, but that extra chromosome is not being added on in animals while they're adults. It's only added on in a few cells, like, for example, the cells in the germ cells or some type specific stem cell in the blood. But in general, adult tissue don't generate these caps at the end. So that's why that was one of the ways that they used when Dolly was born to measure, try to figure out how old she was.
Because that cap was shorter, as I understand it, which actually meant that she might live a shorter life, correct?
Correct. The level of resolution that we had at the time to measure the length of telomeres in Dolly was not the most, I guess, sophisticated. We now can do it much better. And so we had to rely on a semi-quantitative way of measuring. And the conclusion was, it was a paper published in Nature at the time, was that Dolly had shorter telomeres. And they predicted that Dolly would actually die younger. And that was the case, even though she died for other causes that were not related to aging, but there were two camps. The people that thought that clones would live a shorter life, and those in a different camp, in which I'm included, that we were trying to prove that that was not the case, that if you clone the animals properly, you can actually have a normal lifespan.
Let's fast forward. The man who introduced Dolly to the world passed away. You were a friend. You went to visit his wife. What did you learn there?
Right. Dolly was cloned by Keith Campbell and Ian Wilmot. Those are the two main investigators and a group of scientists at the Roslin Institute. The senior investigator is Ian Wilmot. He's still alive. Keith Campbell passed away in 2012. And what I found that was actually very interesting, because Keith was also convinced that the animals will actually live a normal lifespan. And to prove it, he decided to clone multiple Dollies. So he decided to use the same original cell line that was used to generate Dolly the clone sheep and cloned several of them. So I think there were a total of 11 sheep. Five of them were Dollies, and then were another four or five that were cloned from sort of like a control group. And Keith's wife showed me this picture of the Dollies that were absolutely normal. And they were, by the time that the picture was taken, were 9 years old. So they already have outlived Dolly by 3 years. And I knew what that meant. What it meant is that, yes, these animals can live a normal life. And sure enough, we got last year, towards the end of last year, there was the scientific paper showing all the physiological parameters of this sheep that were perfectly normal. They didn't have any early onset aging signs. In fact, they were actually living quite a long life. For a sheep, some were 10, 11 years old. That was proving the point. For me, it's important that we settled the issue now. We know that if you clone animals, they're going to live a normal life if you do it properly. But this mystique about cloning continues, because we know now that you can take a cell from an animal that is 6 years old, and we also did it in cows that were even older. And when you take the nucleus of that cell from an old animal and you put it into an oocyte or into an egg, then the egg will reset the biological clock.
So why all the research on cloning through the years? What are the implications for medical or husbandry? What are we looking for? What do we hope to gain by all of this?
Well, the applications are in multiple fields. You can have agriculture for preservation of animal species, dissemination of animals with high genetic merit. This is something that will continue for many years to come, because you can now produce highly sophisticated genetic modifications in animals and then clone them. You can do biomedical research. You can create animal models to study human disease. But perhaps the most striking one is that was the demonstration that you can take a cell that is already committed to one tissue and bring it back and be able to make all the tissues in the body. And that was good enough to show that you can make stem cells using a particular procedure now that we call iPS cells.
Are you saying we can clone organs?
Well, we're pretty close. There are groups now working on making animals that will eventually be capable of making organs that are 100% human. So you could have a pig, for example, that is engineered to have all the organs but the liver or pancreas, and then the only cells that will make the pancreas are cells from the patient that will need that. So this is our experimental step right now, but they're working pretty well in animal models. So I'm aware of at least two groups that are already working with pigs to try to make that work.
How much time do you think will go by before we actually do that and it's actually being used by the medical industry?
Well, the pressure is really high. More than 70% of the patients that are in the waiting list for organs in the U.S., they never receive the organs. So the pressure, the need is huge, and the technology is available. We still have to figure out some things, for example, from the regulatory point of view, but this shouldn't take more than 2 or 3 years to have it at least working at the level of having the organs prepared. From there to get through the approval process, perhaps it will take longer.
As a layperson, I keep thinking, wow, what are the ethical concerns? What should we worry about? I mean, what could possibly happen? I mean, will we start cloning humans for their particular attributes? The possibilities seem almost unlimited once the technology is revealed. And then we've got all these ethical questions, right?
Right. Well, that for sure is something that society will have to debate very seriously, because then we're talking about two different things. One is health and trying to bring people a better quality of life. The other one is almost an enhancement. It's something that you just don't really need it, but since available, some people may want to take advantage of it. So those are the two things that society will have to decide, but for sure it's coming.
Wow. That's Jose Civelli. He's a professor of animal biotechnology at Michigan State University and the author of the article, More Lessons from Dolly the Sheep: Is a Clone Really Born at Age Zero? It was published by The Conversation. Professor, thanks very much.
Thank you.